God's beloved mighty cosmic presence, known to us as the great God Harmony, speaks his heart to us tonight. We ask our beloved I Am presence to bless him and pour forth to us whatever will give him the greatest possible cooperation, now and for all eternity. Beloved ones of our hearts, tonight I trust I may be of assistance to you. I trust I may enfold you and charge through you in the indestructible harmony from the Ascended Master's Octave. But I assure you will be a very practical thing as you use it in all outer world activities, your daily life, and give it recognition as often as you can. If you will build this moment by conscious call and charging yourselves with whatever the Ascended Master, indestructible purifying harmony that we know will prevent all pain in your bodies, this can be positively charged into the fresh structure. It can be charged into your emotional bodies, which is the energy of your feeling world. It can be charged into the atmosphere about you. It can be charged into everything you contact. Just as certainly can that be charged into and around you as you step to a radiator and absorb the heat that pours forth from it. These magnificent powers of life's perfection are in the universe everywhere, but they are the vibratory action of energy qualified with light. And so when you call in and around yourselves the Ascended Masters and cosmic beings, indestructible harmony of the cosmic light to this whole system of worlds, I assure you, it's not only luminosity within you and around you, but it is the power of light at the inner level, and I mean at the Medellin, in the Medellin theming world of each live stream, that becomes for you the protecting radiance from the Ascended Master's Octave, which I assure you, the hordes of evil of human creation cannot touch and survive. Therefore, it is a repellent force in the atmosphere around you. Now, when you charge it within yourselves, it will not only repel, but it will also dissolve and consume discordant thoughts and feelings, or the vibratory action generated by them that has been charged into the flesh structure. This is not only part of the great healing flame to this earth from the Ascended Master's Octave, but this is the gift from the great Sacro Son by the authority of the cosmic beings to blaze in and around each life stream whatever holds the uninterrupted harmony by which the divine plan can be fulfilled within you so that you can accomplish the ascension in this embodiment as harmoniously as possible. Now, you've been calling for the ascension, the original divine way. If that is to come about, if that is to take place, then the feeling within you must become luminous. The energy of your emotional bodies must become indestructibly pure. Therefore, indestructibly harmonious. So indestructible harmony maintained within the energy of your emotional body begins the illumination of the flesh structure. As you maintain it in the atmosphere about you, the atmosphere itself begins to become luminous. And when you have gathered the momentum of this, there is no trouble at all for us to part the atmosphere of Earth and let you see us face to face. And we do not come just to be observed, I assure you. When we come to render a service that charges around the physical body the greater power of the sacred fire from our center master octave that enables you to be strong enough in the light to do whatever needs to be done to fulfill the great divine plan. So part of the healing of the people of this world means the purification of the emotional body, and it means more than that. It means the illumination of a substance in the emotional body, the illumination of the flesh of the emotional body, and the atmosphere about the physical body. The illumination must come into the mind through the brain structure, must come into the feeling, and the illumination must come within the etheric body. And then, as the light blends and grows brighter and brighter, the flesh itself begins to radiate that light. Then that light becomes the atmosphere about you and illumines the atmosphere about you. This is the protecting radiance, the natural enfolding sun presence that keeps you disconnected from any condition in the outer world that causes distress within you, causes anything that is of human distress. When people are in pain, they want harmony. They want to be released from the pain. And that means just this. And when they want to be released from pain, then they must be released from impurity. Because only impurity produces pain. So when conditions in the physical world are to be corrected, those who are able to hold the ascended masters and cosmic beings, cosmic light substance, within the body of indestructible harmony, not only are the radiating sun presence that heals all their contact, but that sun presence becomes around them the atmosphere into which human creation cannot come. Therefore, it is the insulation and the protection by which you can give assistance in the physical world without taking on the conditions in which you must move. And I assure you, it is very practical. Won't you be seated, please, and just remain so. The magnificent power and law of life, from the great circle sun to the individual, to the beloved mighty I Am presence of each one's life stream, is very magnificently perfect, and it is the same throughout infinite space. There is only one source of indestructible perfection, and that's indestructible harmony, which is indestructible purity. Therefore, until the body is self-luminous, as it once was, and was in the two first golden ages, until the body becomes self-luminous, it is not protected enough to keep destructive forces from either generating discord within or absorbing it by radiation from the atmosphere above you. That is the reason, in the beginning of this work, beloved Saint Germain gave the use of the tube of light to be the concentration and condensation of a cosmic light substance that is the protection around the individual to keep the mass accumulation of mankind's impurity and discord from pressing upon the individual when the individual is ready to expand the light and go forward to the ascension. Now, you as individuals within the nation have a service to render. And the greater the light within you, the greater the service you can give. And when it comes to healing, remember this. Whenever anyone asks for healing, make your calls for the indestructible purity that is necessary to produce the healing, but demand the cosmic illumination of the consciousness release the strength of the light within the individual to give the obedience necessary to hold the purity that is the healing. Because just to heal people's bodies without bringing illumination to the mind is useless. People that have created discord till they have become incapacitated, to simply rehabilitate them, to go forth and create more discord, is not obedience to the law. And that is why the healing world of mankind, healing activities of the outer world, are here today, gone tomorrow, changing constantly, and not accomplishing the permanent freedom of the individual. So when individuals need assistance in healing, remember to call first for the indestructible purity and indestructible harmony that brings illumination to the mind and strengthens the light within the individual to let the higher mental body have its dominion so the healing can take place. This is the only thing that is obedience to the law. So just to heal the body or the mind without expanding the light is not permitted by the great divine law without boundary. But there is not one call on the earth that any life stream can make who wants healing that can, everyone can have that help. If the call of the individual who gives the assistance is the demand for the indestructible purity and strength of the light to come into that life stream and let the higher mental body take its dominion and shatter into annihilation by human creation that has created the discord. So there is a cosmic law of balance, a cosmic law of wisdom, a cosmic law of power, all of which must be obeyed if permanent harmony is to be maintained within the individual. And when you think of indestructible harmony, think of indestructible light. And that is what we mean when we say the light of God never fails, because who can take light out of the universe? You can't take the sun out of the heavens. You cannot take his light away from the earth. You cannot take the light of your beloved I Am presence out of existence. Then that light of God never fails to manifest perfection. If the outer self will understand this and give the cooperation by which the substance of the flesh can be purified to the degree that it is self-luminous. The mind can be filled with the light until the face shines with the radiance of that light. Substance of the emotional body can be purified to the place Now, the liquid light in the nerves automatically illumines the flesh. And the atmosphere about the individual can be purified to the point where the very intensity of its light calls forth and repels destructive conditions or consumes them. So when individuals want healing, they want release from discord. They want release from pain. They want release from incapacity. And the only release that is eternal is the indestructible harmony, which is the love of the sacred fire, cosmic light substance, the cosmic activities of light, until that which has created the discord, which is darkness, is compelled to be consumed and forever prevented manifestation. Remind your intellect often, when you call forth even physical light into a room, you illumine a room. You do not have to fight the darkness. When the light comes in, the darkness is no more. It ceases to be. And so it is within the healing of the body, or the mind, or the feeling. When the light from the beloved mighty I Am presence, which I assure you is indestructible harmony, when it comes within the nerves of the body, your sympathetic nervous system, and it flows through the nerves as liquid light, it is illumination. Now, you cannot contaminate that. You can cover it over. You can misuse it. But you can never contaminate that light. That's impossible. That is why the light of God never fails. Substance and shadows may be covered over, covering over a source of light, but you cannot remove light from the universe. That is impossible. The electron itself is a substance of immortal light. And that is the gift of love and the radiation from the heart flame of the great central sun, the heart flame of each one many I Am presence, or the heart flames of the ascended masters, the cosmic beings, and the great angelic hosts. When the healing angels minister to mankind to produce healing, the first thing they do is to pour forth the vital some inflamed to produce purity. And only when the purity comes and that flame consumes the impurity that has generated darkness, remember that darkness has produced the discord, not the light. Therefore, indestructible harmony is indestructible illumination. It is indestructible purity. It is indestructible victory over the hordes of darkness. And therefore it is the indestructible authority and power of control provided by the great law of the mighty I Am presence and the ascended host for the outer self to use to produce perfect manifestation. You cannot have perfect manifestation without indestructible harmony. You cannot have perfect form without indestructible harmony. And so you cannot have any correctional condition in the physical body or in the physical life of mankind without the indestructible purity and indestructible harmony that you have been calling forth through your decrees. And they are all activities of the sacred fire, the violet consuming flame, the cosmic light substance, the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Aeolian, the heart flame of each physical body, and the sacred fire that is within the powers and nature and forces of the elements. For I assure you, it is the electronic force of light within the powers and nature and forces of the elements that is the life that produces perfection. People need to think on this and realize what they are privileged to use to produce manifestation in the physical world, and understand that until they recognize the eternal light of God that never fails, how can the darkness disappear? If you want to be rid of the darkness, you've got to call forth the manifestation of the light. For only the light consumes the darkness. And the light is the radiation from the sacred fire. So no matter what the manifestation is, whether it be within the individual, or the nation, or the world, or the atmosphere of the world, or the powers of nature, or forces of the elements, anything that is of discord creates darkness, and everything that is of the light, which is the Christ, produces indestructible purity and indestructible harmony. So, blessed ones, many times people think, well, there are activities of light in the physical world that individuals cannot stand. Well, the ascended masters can stand. We can walk through any intensity of light or any intensity of concentration of power that mankind can ever invent, including atomic bombs. We can walk through them, and they cannot touch us. That's the power of the indestructible harmony of the eternal light of which I speak. Thank you so much. The things mankind generates of discord are not masters over the ascended host. They are not master in the ascended master's octave. They are not master over creation. They do not create this world. They do not own it. They do not possess it. They do not control it. They do not keep it in its orbit. So who is master? That is the reason you were given the call, the light of God never fails, because it does not move out of the universe. And it is everywhere present. It can be called into any condition to annihilate anything mankind has generated. And the cosmic light, I assure you, that comes from the great central sun and the physical sun, it can be concentrated to the point where that which is of human creation cannot look into it and exist any longer. So it is the master presence. It's the master of manifestation. It is the master of indestructible harmony. It is the master of mankind's consciousness. And he who is wise enough to recognize this, understand it, use it, dwell within it, and enfold himself or herself within it, is master of circumstance. So, blessed ones, you're not without help. You were told many times you have friends of mighty power, and I know of no greater friend in the universe than the mighty power of the light of God that cannot fail. And I assure you, it is indestructible harmony. It is indestructible healing. It is indestructible purity. And therefore, it is indestructible control of manifestation everywhere. And all this world needs is the presence of that light that is so intense that the human cannot move. That's what I'm talking about. You guys stiff from every human body on this earth that is discordantly acting by enough light. So you are not at the mercy of the hearts of darkness. You are not slaves to circumstance. You are not helpless before the cosmic activities of life on this earth. And you are not helpless before mankind's human creation. Don't ever accept that for a second. You are mastered by the power of light. And on that light, there is from the great central sun, the cosmic light substance, and intensifies in its concentration around you, I assure you, destructive forces will never approach. So I commend you again to a master power of life, a master presence that is everywhere present and that you can have concentrated into and around you to any degree you desire by your own conscious call, your ascended master to the ascended masters, to your beloved I Am presence, to the great central sun, and love alone opens the door, releases the light, holds control of manifestation, and makes you master of circumstance. So, blessed ones, be not discouraged and don't ever accept for 1 minute that the hordes of destruction are going to master you. Don't ever accept that from anybody or anything in existence. So long as you love your beloved I Am presence, so for long as you love and recognize the light, then some being of light will come to your assistance if you call. And that is why mankind has been told since the beginning of embodiment in this world, call unto me and I will answer thee. Thank you so much, precious one. So from now on, when you want to be released from human creation, whether it be pain in the body, lack in your affairs, discord around you, or the problems of human creation, return immediately to your beloved I Am presence and send your heart flame of love there. That is the first move of divine justice. And that is divine balance. And then when you say, fill me with your own heart's flame, your indestructible illumining presence of indestructible purity, indestructible harmony, indestructible light, and you take your dominion in me and through me and around me, for I forbid the shadows' existence in me. I am the source of light. I am the sacred fire heart flame of love that illumines all in creation. And I demand its indestructible presence with me. I demand its victory within me. I demand my armor of its eternal presence. And I forbid human creation to approach. You will find you are masters of circumstance, but you must recognize the indestructible power of light, the indestructible purity which is self-luminosity. Then when you call for beloved mighty victories, victory manifest, just as certainly as you make the call, will the light release and change the condition into that which is the perfection that fulfills the divine plan, and it is brought about by the release of the light that the hordes of the shadows cannot use. And therefore, to those of you who have entered into this light and served the light and loved the light, I come tonight to offer you its boundless use in the indestructible harmony of which I am master, which fills the ascent of master's octave, which fills the upper atmosphere of Earth, and which is master of the planet everywhere forever. So, beloved ones, dwell on this and ask your beloved I Am presence and the legions of the cosmic light, which the ascended masters and cosmic beings are, to teach you. The ascended masters, the eternal law of the cosmic light, embrace its indestructible harmony wherever you abide, and be not concerned with human creation. And you will know peace. You will dwell within the love of the ascended host. And you will, wherever you abide, be the presence that consumes mankind's frightful human creation. So, blessed ones, it is another master power of life that is being offered to you, and were you to charge everything in your beings and worlds with the indestructible harmony of the light of the great, great silence, you will be surprised what it contains and the blessings it will leave with you as you dwell within its cosmic presence by conscious call, by conscious command, and by the love to your presence and to the light in the great central sun that illumines all systems of worlds. Therefore, when you clothe yourselves in the ascended master's miracle mantle of eternal light, blessings beyond description will be your experience, and you will find harmony is indestructible, purity is indestructible, and the victory for which you call will make you master over everything in this world till you come to us for eternity. So I commend you to the great central sun's heart presence of the indestructible purity, the indestructible harmony, the indestructible love of the light in the great, great silence. May it wrap its mantle about you, make you feel its presence, and controlling conditions around you wherever you abide, make you victorious over all this world until you come to us for eternity. Thank you with all the love of the light that it is my privilege to direct as indestructible harmony for healing, for peace, for protection, for supply, and for everything that lifts you to perfection for eternity. Thank you with all my heart. You, beloved God Harmony, clothe us tonight in your miracle mantle of indestructible harmony, and let its light blaze with such force that shadows can never again come near those under this radiation or for whom we call. We thank and love and bless you and obey you for eternity. The brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape. We ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly of that limitless outpouring of a cosmic light's indestructible harmony with such illumination that the hearts of the shadows can no longer live in this world for any reason. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with all the light that you know takes our nation out of the clutches of the hearts of evil forever. We thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty God Harmony. And we thank every ascended master and cosmic being in the angelic host who have poured love to us, which is the light, the great central sun magnet's love that has drawn us this far out of the shadows and into the heart of the eternal freedom of our blessed Saint Germain. Now to the beloved seven mighty Helaman, the seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Tones, the seven great archangels, we ask you to clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Helaman. Beloved Arcturus, compel the undead flame in our hearts to expand, become one with the sevenfold flame without and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world. Let us move in the world, but not out of it, and pouring into its distress the great cosmic light from the great central sun that is so terrific that its indestructible purity and indestructible harmony and indestructible victory forever compel the ascended master's freedom to the earth in cosmic power. We thank thee forever. Thank you, precious one. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and ever, ever hope to be or have and raise it all. For our beloved, mighty, and presence and all the ascended host, asking them to accept it, and we offer to be love of God Harmony, and ask him to stand our guard and blaze around us his indestructible, illumining harmony wherever we abide, till it lights the pathway ahead of us, the atmosphere around us, and ultimately takes us in to our ascension, the original divine way. And to all God in the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to pour forth all it contains into the outer use of those under this radiation, expanding worldwide victory to the annihilation of our war, our poverty, our impurity, all that is not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illuminated, healed, in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way. And to this end are we dedicated, to this end are we consecrated, to this end we serve. For the victory of eternity takes the place of the shadows of the human creation through which we have passed. And now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our hearts call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and now all the great central suns, indestructible, all-illumining harmony, and mighty God, the harmony's indestructible healing, to blaze in and around to those under this radiation, and the light of eternity, and that forever prevents the hearts of the shadows existence anywhere. And we thank you. Now as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, near the great central suns, heart flame of indestructible peace, clothe those under this radiation in its miracle mantle of eternal control, and at least where we abide, let its light forever hold command. And we thank thee.